It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
And welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. You know, Scott, it was raining and then the rain dried up.
Yeah, it was good there. And then last week we had no satellite news whatsoever, so there was no podcast.
Yeah, that was very interesting, as normally we have something coming along the lines of the week, but for things to dry up like that, it was kind of amusing.
Yeah, we've had some TiVo stuff, but there wasn't really any details for us really to talk about, just all speculation. And we'll leave speculation for you guys online, because you do it really good.
Speaking of amusing things and speculation, Dish Network today had their earnings conference call, and oh my god, was it ever crazy over there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because of the altitude up there in Denver, but Charlie seems to have lost it for portions of the earnings call today. You know, one of the things that Charlie said, and I quote, I believe that we have the best video product out there. If customers were omniscient and had a choice between us and our competitors for video, I believe they would pick our product more often than not. End quote. Hey, Charlie, really, take a look at the numbers for DirecTV for the same quarter last year and take a look at your numbers. People had a choice in who they choose. They chose DirecTV. Why are you trying to spin this into something that's unspinnable? Geez, so I heard that and I was like, what the hell is he talking about? I was actually yelling at my machine when he was talking.
Yeah, I was yelling at my machine too, because, you know, I went to DirecTV for the sports packaging that DirecTV has, which Dish Network currently still doesn't have anything remotely close to that, i.e. 24-hour regional sports networks. And more often than not, people are going to want their local sports, and they're turning to DirecTV because the fact that they get that through DirecTV.
Yeah, it was weird. The numbers came out, and it really didn't surprise me at all. Dish Network lost 102,000 subscribers for the last quarter of 2008, and was really just not surprising at all. And you know, Charlie said something else interesting here that also had me saying, you know, what are you talking about, Charlie? He said he in 2008, our goal was to stop getting worse. This year, we're prepared to get better. Charlie, you haven't finished with your getting worse yet. Hate to tell you, but you know, retailers around the country are reporting the slowest sales ever for Dish Network new installations, and I don't think the worst is over yet for Dish Network.
Yeah, I think part of the issues with Dish Network is that they're not being innovative. They're not adding the programming that people are wanting, and as well as being innovative in the marketplace. While it's cool to have a 922 HD DVR that can do Sling with it, it's not going to work if you don't have the programming you want. And that's the bottom line, is it comes down to programming.
Right, and Charlie actually talked about Sling for a little bit. And now I can understand why the founders of Sling left the company. Charlie said that the former management of Sling believed that Sling was a product. And he said that it's a feature. He believes that Sling is a feature, not a product. So you can see why the original members of Sling would want to leave the company there.
Yeah, Charlie was trying to compare a Sling box to a DVR. While it is time-shifting in a sense, it's time-shifting on your terms where you are at. I don't see any DVR other than a Sling box on the market today that can send a video stream from Chicago, Illinois to Las Vegas, Nevada, or anywhere else, wherever you are, you can receive that Sling stream as long as you have access to it.
Right. There's a couple other boxes out there. You got Sony's location-free TV, and then you got the Have a Box. But none of them are as good as the Sling Box in any words. One thing that Charlie did say today that I absolutely did agree with him was he said that Dish Network's marketing was poor and made Dish Network into a second-tier company instead of being a number one company. And that one I agree with him wholeheartedly about, but the question is, will Charlie open up his wallet and actually get some good advertising and PR for Dish Network?
Yeah, Dish Network had the Frank Calanimundo. I can't remember pronouncing his name. Yeah, they had the Frank thing going, and they had it really going really well, and that was really working for them, and they should have followed up with more superstars, kind of like what DirecTV does with Beyonce in the Upgrade commercial, and Dish Network kind of lost its mojo after that, and now you don't hardly see anything. They had Dish Network Racing with where they had the Dish Network logo on a car. They had that going, and that's not there anymore. It's the word getting Dish Network the word out is not happening.
Yeah, well, the silly, excuse me if I say fruity, but I don't know how to explain the 60s Mojo commercials they got now for their Get Happy promotion, other than by calling it fruity. They got that promotion working, and that makes me want to shut my TV off every time I see that commercial come on the TV, because it's just so friggin' annoying. Charlie really needs a good ad agency, and he really needs some star power behind Dish Network. And I'm not talking Frank Caliendo. He was a good start, but you need some of the big names out there, like DirecTV has done. You know, they've had the Star Trek spoofs, and they've had all kinds of different spoof ads, and they've been really powerful, effective, and you look forward to seeing them come on TV. Not so for the Dish Network advertising.
Yeah, I know. Another one was the Manning Brothers, for instance, advertising NFL Sunday Ticket, and DirecTV really does have a powerhouse when it comes to marketing. Well, Scott, I hear there's more HD coming.
Well, I don't know about more HD, but let me just get to one thing. DirecTV really bills itself as being the best. The only thing that Dish Network bills itself being the best for is its equipment. And while I agree with them that their equipment is the best and superior to DirecTV's equipment, they don't say anything about their other. You know, it's great to have this great DVR, but when you don't have the programming there, such as sports, such as Major League Baseball Network, such as Noggin 24 Hours a Day, such as Logo, such as the MLB Network, such as football, all stuff, you're just a second-class provider. And it's time for Charlie really to open up his wallet and get people the programming that they want. And then you got to stop saying that Dish Network is trying to be the value-price leader when the prices are the same or higher than DirecTV.
Yeah, speaking of pricing, earlier today, Charlie was asked, what does he see pricing going for 2009? And his simple answer was up.
Yeah. Good move, Charlie. As I said, he didn't seem to be in the right frame of mind today. And I do think that in the past week or so, he went to the Chase Carey School of Speech Giving, because today's press conference was very uncharacteristic for Charlie, who had a lot of ums in his statements. You know, sentence he said, and he was trying to think of his answers, but wasn't doing a really good job about it.
Yeah, often in the background you can hear someone whispering, saying, telling Charlie kind of what to go along with. But this was one of the worst Dish Network earnings conference calls that I've seen in a long, long time. And even when you even have independent investors calling up and grilling Charlie, you know it's getting pretty bad.
Yeah, I love the individual investor calling up and said, Charlie, you promised us that after you got $4 million that us, the investors, would start seeing some of the profits return to us. And Charlie just basically told him, I'd rather invest my money back in the company than giving it back to the stockholders. And I was kind of like, okay, that really makes me want to be a shareholder of a company that doesn't want to award its shareholders for supporting the company. The whole conference call just left me shaking my head. Let's go back onto the theme. We're talking about new HD possibly coming down the line here. And I haven't heard anything solid yet, but I do understand today that BET Jazz was up in testing in the clear, free to air. I believe it was a standard definition version, though, not high definition version. And I don't recall the channel number offhand, but it was up for about a half hour or so, as far as I'm told. I did not see it with my own eyes, but I was emailed by a couple people saying that BET Jazz was running, and the channel location was in the music channel location area. And then after that, that transponder went back to Dish Network logo and music. If that's true, I think, you know, especially with the earnings call today and a Charlie chat on Monday night, we could be seeing some new high definition relatively soon.
Yeah, BET, I believe, is a Viacom network, which we already know that there is an agreement there with Viacom and Dish Network.
Yeah, it's hopefully it's coming soon. The the Comedy Central stuff and especially Spike TV. I'm looking forward to seeing the TNA wrestling in high definition on Dish Network.
Yeah, well, Scott, speaking of business and Viacom and stuff, I understand that we almost have a Fox Business star here on the Satellite Guys.us podcast.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, but even if I was supposed to go on this morning on the Fox Business Network, and even if I was supposed to go, I don't think I would have made it because we had 14 inches of snow overnight here in Connecticut, and there's no way in hell I'd get to New York City to the Fox News studios for it. The way the story goes is I was contacted last week about a special segment they were planning on doing this morning on Fox Business Channel of Dish Network versus DirecTV, and they wanted me to be one of the experts. And at the last minute, they canceled the segment. They had something else to go along with, but asked me if I'd come on at another time. And I said, yes, sure, I'd be happy to go on. But was supposed to be on this morning, but again, if they would have had me, I wouldn't have been able to go anyways because driving was treacherous around here in Connecticut.
Yeah, I saw that. We had a bunch of people up in the forums whose dishes got full of snow and they're on the top peak of the roof so they couldn't get up there with a broom to brush it off, wondering how long it'll take for that snow to melt off. So,
yeah, well, those people with the Eastern Arc dishes, I feel really bad for them. I never really thought how bad the design was on the Dish 1000.4s until it snowed out. And, you know, with the dish pointing straight up in the air like that, it's almost like a collector for snow. They fill up with snow really, really interesting, really, really easily, I should say. And that location is really bad for people on the East Coast because of the way the dish is pointing, because, as I said, it just fills up with snow.
Yeah, for those customers, I recommend if you can possibly relocate that dish to a soffit or an eave or something where you can get there with a broom or on a pole mount on the ground so that way you can dust that off real easily and restore service immediately.
Yeah, I used to have all my mine on the roof of the house, but when I had my roof redone a couple years ago, I actually put them on poles on the ground. And when we have snow, it's easy to go out there and just whack the dish with your hand and have all the snow fall on the ground or whack the pole a little bit. And it's been pretty stable. I've never had to readjust the dishes, and it works great.
Speaking of Eastern Arc, I understand the 722K is finally released.
Yeah, last Wednesday, I guess, they finally released them to DNS and also started releasing them to their retailers across the country. And retailers just started receiving them as of today. Some good news if you're a Satellite Guys member, because I will have one in my hands tomorrow, be arriving via overnight letter, overnight carrier from UPS there, and I will be doing a full review of the new 722K with the over-air module. We're going to see this puppy, if it can record four things at once. We're going to push the limits, going to try blowing it up, and look for that coming on Satellite Guys.
Wow, that's going to be super exciting. And, you know, I'm here with my super DVR deal for DirecTV, and I'm scheduling right now Monday Night Raw, so that way I don't miss it.
Yeah, and speaking of 722s, my 722 that's currently in here, and tonight we're recording in my bedroom, my 722 just rebooted itself for no apparent reason, which is kind of interesting. But that one's getting replaced tomorrow with a new 722K, so reboot as much as you want, machine. You're going bye-bye.
Speaking of programming, what I was trying to allude to with programming is we have some programming news for Dish Network.
Yeah, for Dish Network people, the Fox News Channel, which has been a free preview for the past month, is moving to the AT100 package. I got a note about that just shortly before we went to the podcast tonight. Now, I do not have word if it's going to be included in the HD packages or not. There's been a big brouhaha going on there, and I haven't been able to get a straight answer out of anyone regarding why, you know, Fox News and Fox Business HD are not available in the HD packages. Some people say they are, some people say they're not. Some of the people who have those packages say they're getting those channels fine, and other ones say they can't get them at all, and they're getting all this runaround. I don't have an honest answer for you there why that's happening. But hopefully we should see more details on Wednesday when Fox News has moved officially to the AT100 package.
Yeah, Scott, and I understand there's this new channel called Seen It. What exactly is that all about?
Well, today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Dish Network launched a new channel on Channel 99, and it's the Seen It movie trivia game, where you see clips of movies and you got to answer the trivia questions. It's actually interactive or non-interactive. It's up to you. If you choose the interactive mode, there's a counter on the screen where, but just by pressing the up and down buttons and select, you can play against another person or a team in your own house and answer movie trivia questions. And it's kind of neat. Although the material they have is very limited. I think it's a 10-minute loop or something like that. So not the best thing there, but it's kind of interesting to play. It's kind of like going to the movie theaters and seeing all those, you know, slides asking you movie trivia questions before you watch the movie. So it is kind of fun from that aspect. And I don't know how long this channel is going to be around for, but it's certainly interesting nonetheless.
Hey, guys, you want to know where your programming cost is going up? Break the bank. There you go.
Well, that one may actually be keeping the pricing down, because it's actually brought to you by one of the pizza companies. They got ads running on the screen while they're showing the movie trivia, so that one may be keeping your bill down. So next year, when your bill doesn't go up a penny, you know it was Bertolli Pizzas that made it possible.
Wow, very good. Well, Scott, I think that's the music.
Yeah, sorry for no podcast last week, but we really don't want to bring you a podcast. We got nothing to talk about because we'd rather not bore you to death.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, we'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll have more news to report for you.
And don't forget Charlie Chat next Monday night, 9 p.m., and join us at Satellite Guys before that, 8:30 p.m., as we do a, I don't know, we got to do a Scotty Chat next week, Bob?
Sure.
All right, Scotty Chat next week. Look for details on the homepage.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.